Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hi.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening, Auntie.
Just us, Loretta, and Auntie Janet so far.
Okay. Well, I'll start reading in Exodus 24, verse 1. The Lord now instructed Moses, "Come up here with Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. All of you except Moses are to worship at a distance. Moses alone shall come near to the Lord. And remember, none of the ordinary people are permitted to come up into the mountain at all." Then Moses announces to the people all the laws and regulations God has given him. And the people answered in unison, "We will obey them all." Moses wrote down the laws, and early the next morning he built an altar at the foot of the mountain with the 12 pillars around the altar because there were 12 tribes of Israel. Then he sent some of the young men to sacrifice the burnt offering and peace offering to the Lord. Moses took half of the blood of these animals and drew it off onto basins. Another half he splashed against the altar. And he read to the people the book he had written, the book of the covenant, containing God's directions and laws. And the people said again, "We solemnly promise to obey every one of these rules." That was the reading out of Exodus 24:1-7. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Auntie, better than John. Good evening.
Yeah.
Well, that was a quick reading, and we got a few people slow to join today.
Oh, I can continue reading. Let's see. I want to stop at 7. Okay, and then Moses threw the blood from the basin towards the people and said, "This blood confirms and seals the covenant the Lord has made with you in giving you these laws." Then Moses, Aaron, and the 70 elders of Israel went up into the mountain, and they saw the God of Israel. Under his feet, there seems to be a pavement of brilliant sapphire stone, as clear as the heavens. Yet even though the elders saw God, he did not destroy them, and they had a meal together before the Lord. And the Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me and to the mountain, and remain until I give you the laws and commandments I have written on tablets of stone, so that you can teach the people from them." So Moses and Joshua, his assistants, went up into the mountain of God. He told the elders, "Stay here and wait for us until we come back. If there are any problems while I'm gone, consult with Aaron and Hur." Then Moses went up into the mountain, disappeared into the cloud at the top. And the glory of the Lord rested upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. The 7th day he called to Moses from the cloud Those at the bottom of the mountain saw the awesome sight. The glory of the Lord on the mountaintop looked like a raging fire. And Moses disappeared into the cloud-covered mountaintop and was there for 40 days and 40 nights. And that was the reading out of Exodus 24, 1 through the end. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Beautiful.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Thank you for that, Loretta. And we had Auntie Marie join. Good evening. Auntie Marie?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, we're going to go ahead and start with our program. If I get more attendees, I will announce them. Right now we have Auntie Janet, Loretta, Auntie Betty, and Auntie Marie, and myself, Angela. Welcome everyone to today's prayer session.
Amen.
Amen. It's a miracle that I am here. It's a blessing. We were without power until after six o'clock.
Oh my goodness!
I didn't think I would make it, but God is good.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Alrighty.
Was that due to the storm? Was that due to the storm, Auntie?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Praise God.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and bless the line, and hopefully we'll have some more callers come in shortly. Yeah, please bow your head. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. We give you honor and glory, and we need you to bring the message you need us to hear today. Holy Spirit, help us to be in the presence of Jesus. It is a privilege to be on God's program. Know Jesus. He has everything we need. Let's put all our hopes and trust in God. Give glory to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started. Auntie Marie, would you like to start us off this evening?
Wow. Yes. Okay, I'll be reading from Romans, the 6th chapter, starting at the first verse. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead in sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as was baptized into Jesus Christ was baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was risen up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we shall not serve sin. For he that is dead is free. Now, if we be dead in Christ, we believe that we also live with him. And
Amen.
Amen.
All right, thank you for that, Auntie Marie. We had a couple of callers join in. Mom and Pop?
Yes.
Oh, good evening.
Yeah.
Good evening.
All righty. Is that Auntie Dot that joined?
Yes.
Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening, you guys. I'll just do a roll call so everyone knows who's on the call. We have Auntie Janet, we have Loretta, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Mom and Pop, Auntie Dot, and myself, Angela.
Amen.
We will continue on.
Amen.
Yeah.
Continue on sharing. Okay. Auntie Betty, would you like to go next?
You said Betty?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. If someone
okay,
has some background
you.
Noise, can you please mute it, please?
I'm going to read from the Workers. Are you in good hand with the good shepherd? This is coming from the book of John in the chapter 10. There is company named Allstate that has been around since 1931. Allstate sells insurance and product and service. They have a slogan titled, "You are in good hand with Allstate." Mm-hmm. Their slogan came about in the spring of 1950 to an executive of Allstate when he had to reassure his wife. They had a child in the hospital. Allstate took pride in putting customers in the heart of everything. They strive to deliver a safe and more secure future for their customers. Unbelievers are natural beings. Believers, their slogan, and rely solely upon the company like Allstate to see them through tough times. Natural beings has a tendency to put all their faith in companies like Allstate. However, when a disaster strikes, such as Katrina, they found themselves not covered, and only then will they decide to search for help beyond their insurance company. As believers in Christ, we are spiritual beings who relies upon the Most High God, also known as the Good Shepherd. We put our faith in Good Shepherd because we realize that we truly are in good hand with him. We are his sheep, and the Good Shepherd always look after his sheep. Did you know that a shepherd never leave his sheep? He stays with them day and night. He searches for them when they are lost and never give up on them when they go astray. He is with them throughout the good times and not so good times. We can rest assured knowing that our good shepherd is in our corner and watching over us continually. The good shepherd wants you to realize upon him. He wants to be your source at all times. He has your best interest at heart. He loves you and cares for you because you are one of his own. He will never leave thee nor forsake you. Hebrews 13:5 says he will allow. Will you allow him to be a guide in every area of your life? He wants to stir you, usher you, lead, and escort you daily. Do you believe that you are in good hands? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. We had another caller join. Is that Sister Shirley?
Yes.
Welcome and good evening.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Okay. Moving right along, Auntie Janet, would you like to share?
Yeah, I would like to share from 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, beginning with verse 13, the coming of the Lord. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Jesus is coming soon. Help us to be ready. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Okay. All righty. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet.
Lord.
Loretta, would you like to go next?
Sure. My reading is in Romans 5, 20 and 21. And the Ten Commandments was given so that all could see the extent of their failure to obey God's law. But the more we see our sinfulness, the more we see God's abounding grace forgiving us. Before sin ruled over all men and brought them to death, but now God's kindness rules instead, giving us right standing with God and resulting in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Loretta. Okay, Mom, would you like to go next?
Okay, I'll be reading Psalm 28. To you I call, O Lord, my rock. Do not turn a deaf ear to me, for if you remain silent, I will be like those who have gone down to the pit. Hear my cry for mercy as I call to you for help. I lift up my hand toward your most high place. Do not drag me away with the wicked, with those who do evil, who speak coarsely with their neighbors, but harbor malice in their heart. Repay them to their deeds, and for their evil work, repay them for what they had done, and bring back upon them what they deserve. Since they show no regard for the work of the Lord, and what his hand have done, he would tear them down and never build them up again. Praise be to the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. my heart leaped joy, and I will give thanks to them in song. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress for salvation for his anointed one. Save your people and bless your inheritance, for their shepherd and carry them forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mother. That our song. Okay, Pop, would you like to share anything tonight?
Every Thanksgiving, we come from Psalm 92, number 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praise unto thy name, O Most High. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. To show forth thy love and kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night. The following instrument. Tim strings and upon the car to say stolen sound. Lord, that made me glad.
Whose voice is that?
Work. I will triumph in the work hand. Oh Lord, how great thy work, and thy thoughts are very deep. In Psalm number 107, and as said in that voice, again they monitored and brought low to oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poured contempt upon princes and caused them to vanish in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet set it before on high from affliction and maketh him famine like a fox. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Pop. Okay, Auntie Dot, would you like to share anything this evening?
Yes, I'm going to read from the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verse 13. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was not made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehend it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteneth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many received him,
to give him the power to become the Son of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. I will read a little something from Joshua 1:6-9. Be strong and courageous. When you can trust that God is in control, then you can obey him as he leads you through life battles. When Joshua led the children of Israel against Jericho, he had only the first 5 books of the Bible to tell him about God's power. The rest of God's story was yet to be written. Now, when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" "Neither," he replied, "but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, "What message does my Lord have for his servant?" The commander of the Lord's army replied, "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did so. I believe that it was the commander of the army of the Lord that spoke the following words to encourage Joshua. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast from the trumpets, have all the people give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse and the people will go up, every man straight in." The commander assured Joshua of victory before he took the first step around Jericho. Today, we not only have the story of Jericho as a reminder, we have every event from creation to the cross and beyond to remind us of God's incomparable power for those who believe. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Ooh, one more piece. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Thank you for that reading, Angela.
Sister Shirley,
I will read tonight Psalms 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army deceives me, my heart will not fear. Though a war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the days of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At this sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart saves of you. Seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not reject me or forsake me, God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your ways, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desires of my foes. For false witnesses rise up against me. shouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley.
Amen.
Amen. I think we have gone through everyone. So I will turn it over to Loretta.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the second shut-in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the blessing that you show upon us daily, especially the blessing that you have shown to Daddy Verna, Uncle Willie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Uncle Chow, Uncle Dave, Uncle Oliver, Ruth Edward, Jesse Verna, Kevin Avery, Kendrick Holiday, the Boyers family, Belinda and family, Rosalind family, Valerie Crockett, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Brian, Tony, Eric, Cheryl, Carlos and the Wells family, Malachi, DeMarcus, Mary Ann, and anyone else that we're not aware of, but stand in need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for the healing hands that you have shown to us. Father God, we know that you will not put more on us than we can bear. Father God, we love you and we thank you for caring for us. Heavenly Father, we ask that you give us the strength to keep pressing forward with Jesus, the Father. And Father, we call upon Jehovah Rapha for complete healing. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. And we also want to say a special acknowledgement for Uncle Willie Cody for God having a hand on his surgery and making sure that it was successful. And we wish for a speedy recovery.
Amen.
Amen. Today. Look, we were doing good today, better than yesterday. So every day is a good day.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Well, thank you for that blessing, that prayer, Loretta, for the sick and shut in. Now we will talk about our birthdays for October 4th. Through. Is it October 10th?
Amen. Mm. You have a birthday coming up on the 7th, Angela.
Yeah. Yeah. I was jumping up and down on that one. We have Timothy on October the 5th. That's tomorrow. That's Mrs. Williams' grandson.
Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
That's the only two that I have on my list. Are there any other?
This is it. It's called.
Mom? I said Timothy. I said Timothy.
Timothy. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Janet, didn't you say you had somebody? I don't forgot the name. I went to sleep.
That was Sam. Timothy.
Okay. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay. All right. Auntie Betty, would you like to sing Happy Birthday?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, all of God's children. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
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 Many,
Amen.
Many more.
Birthday.
Amen. Happy birthday. birthday.
Thank you for that. Thank you. All righty. Well, let's go ahead into our program. Let's talk about some praises and testimonies and just some beautiful things that you would like to share. And we would like to start with Auntie Janet.
Okay, first of all, I want to praise the Lord again for being on the prayer line tonight. I had called my sister-in-law May and my sister Marie, told them that I might not be on because we didn't have any power. But our power came on at 6:15, and we just thank and praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
And in the meantime, we had our sound guest coming in for dinner, and the Lord just supernaturally provided, gave us an idea, a way to have everything we had planned. Most everything we had planned, we were able to do it. And we just, I just thank God for that. The next thing, I have this little story I heard from Joyce Myers. I'm going to retell it. It's called Unselfishness. And that was this lady who had been praying to the Lord and asking the Lord to show her what he would have her to do. And as she walked down the street, she noticed this little boy with his face pressing towards the window at a shoe store. And she looked down at the little boy and noticed that he had no shoes. She said, young man, why are you pressing your face into the store window? And he replied, ma'am, I was just asking God to please give me a pair of shoes. The lady gently took the lad by his hand, led him into the store. She asked the salesperson for a pan of water and 12 pairs of socks. She took the little boy back into the store, took off her gloves, washed his feet, and put on a pair of socks, and brought the little boy back up front and bought him a pair of shoes. And as they marched out of the store, he looked up at the lady, and he asked, "Ma'am, are you God's wife?" He shows when we are kind and unselfish. People see God in us.
Amen.
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 That was so beautiful. Yes, I know that was. That was so touching.
Yes, it was.
All right. Thanks for sharing that, Auntie Janet. Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Loretta, would you like to share some additional words with us?
Sure. Reading from Joel Osteen. Praise him for the victory. God has commanded victory to be yours. And when God commands something, it's going to happen. When God commanded light to come, light came, and light is still coming. God has commanded that we live in victory. That means no matter what we're going through, no matter how dark it looks, you can be encouraged that the darkness has to give way to light. Defeat has to give way to victory. But in order to open that door to victory, we must continue to do what the psalmist did and consistently praise his name. Don't go around talking about your problems. Go around talking about your God. Don't go around speaking words of defeat and failure. Speak word of faith and victory. Quit worrying and start worshiping. Start praising and thanking God and expect things to change in your favor. God will take you places that you never even dreamed of, and you'll start experiencing the victory that he commanded to be yours. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And
amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Yes, beautiful.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Marie?
Yes. Okay, I'm going to read from Psalm 121. I will put my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer their feet to be moved. He that keepeth, he will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel, and midst of Lord is thy keeper, and the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smit thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve their going out and their coming in from this day forward and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. Amen.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Auntie Marie. Excuse me. Mother, would you like to go next?
Okay, I'm going to step to saying glory to his name.
Amen.
Lord. Amen. Where my Savior died, down where the cleansing from sin I cried, down to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. I am so wonderful, saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in. Glory to his name. Come to the fountain so rich and sweet. Cast out for soul at the Savior's feet. Watch it today and be made complete. Glory to his name. Glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name. Down to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Down to my heart was the blood applied.
Glory to his name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, oh yes.
Lord. Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing that, Mother.
Yes, oh yes.
Sister Shirley?
Yes, I will share tonight. My God is real. There are some things I may not know. There are some places I can't go. But I am sure of this one thing, that God is real, for I can feel him deep within. Some folks may doubt. Some folks may scorn. All can desert and leave me alone. But as for me, I'll take God's part. For God is real, and I can feel him in my heart. I cannot tell just how you felt when Jesus took your sins away. But since that day, yes, since that hour, God has been real, for I can feel his holy power. Yes, God is real, real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. Yes, God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen. Thank you for that, Sister Shirley. Awesome.
Alrighty, Auntie Betty. Yes. I'm still in the worker. Jesus is the good shepherd. Still in John chapter 10. That when I was a little girl, my mother taught me the 23rd Psalm. And as I grew older, I was expected to memorize the whole scripture, which I did. I didn't really understand the full meaning until I accepted Christ as my Savior and learned more about him as God's Son. One thing made very clear to me was that if I trust him as the shepherd of my life, Jesus will change my attitude from wanting everything to accept all his provision for me. You as a believer can recognize Jesus as the good shepherd of your life because he is committed to love you, and he even laid down his physical life in order to give you eternal life. Christ's death and resurrection assure us that we are free from sin, and our acceptance of Jesus Christ as God's risen Son assure us that we too live forever. Just as the shepherd of the field cares for his sheep, Jesus cares also for his flock, those who follow him. He protects you from being persuaded by false teaching, which take away your joy and happiness. Jesus is your guardian and your protector. He tenderly and wisely provides for all your needs. No one else is qualified to be the shepherd and overseer of your soul. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you for that. Thank you. You say something? Yes. Alrighty. Thank you, Auntie Betty. Pops? Do you have any more to share with us this evening?
Yeah. Jesus' death reported by witness. Witness, they also crucified two robbers, one on the right and the other on the left. So the scripture will fulfill it, which says, and he was numbered with Christ. Then it broke before you. And the other who was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break their legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with his spear, and immediately blood and water came out. These things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled. Not one of his bones shall be broken. And again, another scripture says, they shall put on him whom they feared. Not from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there were darkness all over the land. Peter when he had cried, I think he did, with a loud voice, gives up his spirit. And the earth quaked, and the rock was split. Now when the centurion and those with him who was guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the thing that had happened, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. And this way where I read about the soldier feared him in the side, that I guess we all know why when the blood and water ran out, we know the relevance, I assume. But just in case, I understand that the blood and water, when it came out, the blood was for redemption, though what already had faced on when pregnant down in here. And the water for those that wasn't active, they were baptized while he was dying. He crashed when they put him in the tomb. He didn't stop there. He kept working. Went all down to hell. But a lot of preachers don't explain exactly what happened while he was gone. But I have heard it one time, one of my younger days, what all he did while he was gone in 3 days. But see, a lot of times we just think he didn't want to the grave right back out.
Right.
And so, and thank God, keep y'all thinking I'm trying to preach about it. I just say, amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Oh,
PG. Praise the Lord.
Reverend, very nice.
Yeah, thank you for that pop. Thank you for sharing. Okay, Auntie Dot?
Yes, I'm going to read from the upper room. Gratitude. Every day I put a stone in my pocket, a wallet. It was given to me by my spiritual mentor and served as a nod a lot to let a day pass by without facing God. One hot afternoon, the church driver and I were discipling letters. We were on our way to the final discipline. Traffic trapped us almost an hour and a half. I became impatient and complained about how long it was taking. But the driver smiled at me and said, taking proper transportation will take us longer than riding the van. This word woke me up, and I remember the stone in my pocket. Most of the time, we see what missing in our lives rather than what we have. We complain more than we give thanks. First, tell us to give thanks in every situation, even when the situation do not favor us. Instead of speaking about the traffic, I should have said, thank you, God. We can find a set of holidays to remind the God in any situation. This practice can help us turn thanks into word of gratitude. The thought of the day, give thanks to God. Give thanks to God is better than complaining. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Dot. Okay. That concludes our praise and testimony. Is there anything else anyone would like to share before we go into the closing prayer?
I would like to add Mr. Samuel Dix to the prayer line. He was my boss, and I understand that had a rip in his side, so he's in critical condition. But he's in the Samuel Dix.
Okay.
The sticky shut in.
Okay. Amen.
Okay. Okay, well, if you guys would bow your head for this prayer. And I first just want to thank you for your participation, hearing all your wonderful verses and stories. God knows what he's doing, and we can trust in him. Let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Let's give him the highest praise. He's worthy of our praise. He's greatly to be praised. Never forget what God has done for you, how good God has been to you. God knows what he's doing, and we can trust in him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Everyone have a blessed week. We love you all.
Love you too.
Likewise to you. God bless.
God bless. Good night. Love you, Angela. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.